Radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Making our way here into the fourth period. New Pal, 74. Shelbyville, nothing. That was our halftime score. Dragons with a lot of new guys on the offensive side of the ball right now, trying to make their way toward the end zone, and a throw, receiver slip coming back to the football, and one that was underthrown, and it falls incomplete. Intended receiver was Justin Turk, 5'4", 127-pound senior. And we'll see the field goal unit come on for the Dragons. Earlier tonight, Alex Kropp had a 40-yard field goal that was good. This ball is going to be placed at about the 13, making this a 23-yard attempt. Kropp is 4-for-4 on the season. Low snap, picked up, put down, and the kick from 23 is good. And on the first bank, Shelbyville scoreboard. New Pal increases the lead to 77-0 in the opening minute here of the fourth period. As we get ready for this final third of the year, next week we'll be starting to think about playoffs. As
playoffs?
Playoffs! They're right around the corner, and next Sunday the draw from the IHSAA setting up the brackets. And we'll have coverage here next Sunday on Giant FM. You scared me half to death.
Thanks, Jim Mora, for never letting us be able to hear the word playoffs without thinking, playoffs?
Still, this is like, and nobody knows this because it didn't happen on air, you let out some tremendous laugh in the Yorktown press box last week, and the guys on Muncie Radio are still on the air, not 30 feet away from
well,
us.
We were off, and that's all that matters. It was a 66-0 game. I had to get out some excitement that I couldn't let out during the game.
Kickoff by New Pal. It's rolling, still alive on the sideline. Finally does meander its way out of bounds.
That's a good word there. It took its time, and Hayden Smith almost had to pick it up or kick it out the rest of the way.
Shelbyville football as the flag comes down as the ball goes out of bounds, and the Dragons defense on, Bears offense on with the clock at 9:29.
A couple gentlemen in front of us just leaned back and stuck their head in the window and asked me if the mercy rule had begun on the clock, and I didn't have the heart to tell them it had started in the second quarter.
Yeah, it's been going a while.
I don't think they noticed that. You don't expect that in the second quarter of a high school football game, but tonight it made a lot of sense.
Shelbyville offense with Stevens running things, gets a snap, spins his way between a couple of tacklers across the 35 and down at the 36, maybe 37, give him two on the carry. Caleb Barrett with the check of something on the sideline. Now he's coming set out there at a fullback position. And Matt Merritt taking a direct snap and looking to run off the right side, and with authority lowered the shoulder, knocked one man down, and ends up with a big gain into New Pal territory before being knocked out of bounds at the 26.
Yeah, Justin Turk, the only player between Merritt and a touchdown. Turk goes low and brings him down right on the sideline. Good run, though, by Matt Merritt.
37-yard gain, 69 yards rushing now on the night for Merritt. And if I remember correctly, Matt's on a streak of four consecutive 100-yard nights. Even to finish this drive, if he ran it in, wouldn't be enough to put him at 100. Stevens back at QB, and I think maybe some confusion in the backfield. Looked like maybe he wanted to shove that ball ahead to Merritt. Matt was already ahead looking to block, so Stevens runs with it. And he is down at the 27, getting back to the line of scrimmage. Got a second down and 10. And you see Matt Merritt now calling out a play in the huddle, and he's the guy going to take the snap on this play. Two receivers left, two come short side of the field here to the right. And Merritt handing it off this time, and the freshman, Skyler Pickett, had a couple of nice runs late in that Yorktown game. He's got one here below the 20, down to the 18, pickup of 9.
Skyler Pickett, the ball carrier for the Bears.
I think, and I feel the coaches feel that too, that Skyler Pickett's going to be a name we're going to call a lot for the next couple of years.
5'9", freshman, starting defense tonight at linebacker.
Call it a gain of 8 instead. Second down, 2. And Pickett slipped a little bit as he came through the line. And Matt Merritt followed him in awful quick. I thought for a moment maybe the ball had come out.
I think what Merritt thought is maybe I could get a push on Pickett and get an extra yard or two.
Pickett gets a couple and moves the chains. Nearing the midway point here in the fourth period. Into the ball game, Hayden Smith is a wide receiver getting a start tonight. Keaton Rice, number 9, is also out there for Shelbyville, and the Bears will push it forward on the ground below the 15 and down to the 13-yard line. Matt Merritt coming up, last guy off the pile.
Been following a really close game at Whiteland tonight. Mooresville takes the lead with 2:02 left, 17-14 now. Mooresville's out of timeouts. Whiteland takes a 17-14 lead. Mooresville has a minute 50 but are out of timeouts.
Injury timeout brought to you by Major Health Partners, and I think Hayden Smith may have a cramp. I hope it's nothing more than that. He got himself up and pretty much limping himself off the field under his own power, and they'll drop him down on the ground and, immediately start stretching out that cramp. You mentioned Mooresville. That Mid-State's really good this year. Mooresville is a possible sectional opponent for Shelbyville.
We thought Yorktown would have a big night tonight at Greenfield. They are having that. With they're just midway through the third, and they're up 41-7. Reed Neal, another big night.
Shelbyville wanted to get right back to play after Smith got off the field. New Powell defense now lined up and ready. Merritt giving it forward to Pickett, and Pickett leaning down below the 10 to near the 9. He'll get 4, and Shelbyville needs another yard here down inside the 10 to get the first down. Ball placed at the 10. Need a couple just inside the 8 to get the first. Matt Merritt taking snaps. Skyler Pickett in there at a tailback position, and Merritt will follow Pickett. He's got the first down, bowls over a tackler, and Merritt head first down at the 3. It'll be first down and goal from that spot.
Pendleton Heights extending their lead on Delta to 21-3 now as that game nears the end of the third quarter.
Just when you think, now Pendleton going to Delta and winning 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have shocked me at all, but just when you think you've got the conference figured out, now Delta going to fall behind and be a loss down in the race at the top of the conference. Matt Merritt fighting for yardage, and indication is he's in for the touchdown. It took a while, may have had to find him in the pile, but Matt Merritt with a score for Shelbyville. The 1 yard plunge for touchdown puts Shelbyville on the board late in this one. Michael Luciano will get a shot here at an extra point. Riley Stevens, the holder. And Luciano does get it up, and through the uprights, it is good. First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard with just over 3 minutes remaining. 77-7. New Pal on top of the Golden Bears on Giant FM Sports.
You know, I like to think of myself as a Mr. Fix-It, but when our furnace goes out in the middle of the night or the AC starts blowing hotter air than it is outside, I rely on the professionals. That's why I call Christian Electric. It doesn't matter when our heating or AC acts up. Christian Electric is just a phone call away, 24/7. Christian Electric installed our York heating and air system, and now our house is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Christian Electric, locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 398-7203, for service anytime, day or night.
Get the inside story, weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Final few moments of this Week 7 matchup. New Pal will stay undefeated and quite often unchallenged. Up by 70 with a couple minutes left to play. New Pal over to Newcastle next week. Newcastle was, I don't know, a little bit more feared last week. Maybe in part because they seemed to come out of nowhere. Last year, a 56-24 game that New Pal won over the Trojans. Luciano on the approach, little pop-up kick, and I don't know if a fair catch was called, but the return man with the catch immediately down to the ground at the 31. Well, Shelbyville played this game with double-digit guys missing due to injury. Some will have the possibility to be back. Some like Mason Lejeune, who were seriously injured in the Yorktown game, will not be back, but you hope the Bears can find some healthy bodies. I think Hartwell's a good bet, and Cole's a good bet to be back next week.
Well, that'll help for sure. That'll at least help defensively have some athletes, more athletes out on the field and in key positions.
Shelbyville with a good pursuit in the backfield. Matt Black was there applying pressure. And number 45 for the Golden Bears, Isaiah Holton, on the tackle for loss. Final 47 seconds. And likely final play from scrimmage coming up here.
Mooresville with a 42-yard touchdown.
Whoa.
To go ahead 21-17 now with 17 seconds left. Kyle Nedenrip all over that game.
Whiteland with the prevent defense apparently didn't work very well. Shelfield again wrapping up in a tackle for loss. Matt Black is there. Dakota Sosby is there. And that's a younger Spiegel carrying the football here late in the ballgame. Down to 12, under 10, and there will not be another snap of the football. We've reached the end of this one in Week 7. Number one, New Pal, dominant again, defeating the Shelbyville Golden Bears 77-7.